You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We have some breaking news that needs to be talked about more. Vladimir Putin is about to plunge the globe into World War III, and the United States is leaderless throughout it all. Trump has been so complacent that he's essentially looking the other way while Vladimir Putin is inching closer towards Eastern Europe by flying a bunch of drones over the country of Poland, and then a few days later, flying a bunch of jets over the country of Estonia. So our NATO allies are currently being tested by Vladimir Putin, and you can essentially call it a stress test to see if Article 5 of NATO is still intact. Article 5 is the collective response that if one country is attacked, or if one country even has drones flown over it, then you begin to discuss how to protect that country as an entire unit. But Vladimir Putin has realized a flaw in this. If he can continue to push, slowly stress test, and not get a strong, decisive reaction from the West, from people like Donald Trump, from other leaders throughout Europe, then he essentially can someday invade. And before we know it, it'll be too late for us to actually trigger Article 5 because it happened like this. Now, even Republican leaders in Congress are calling Donald Trump out for this exact thing. I want to play you this clip of Tillis, of Bacon, of a few other Republican senators calling him out. But just to summarize the criticism, Don Bacon says, Russia violates Poland's airspace with 19 drones, and now Estonia's with fighter jets. Putin perceives Trump's responses thus far as weak and vacillating. The time is now for our president to stand strong with NATO and Ukraine. That is a Republican representative. You know, CNN played a string of clips of presidents telling their biggest lies. For Nixon, he said, I'm not a crook. Just wait till it gets to Trump.
People have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
We did not, repeat, did not trade weapons or anything else for hostages.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I have nothing to do with Russia. Haven't made a phone call to Russia in years.
Clearly some huge lies told throughout that clip. In this clip, you see Kamala Harris predicting what happened with surgical precision. It's almost scary because remember, Poland scrambles jets as Russia launches massive aerial assault on Ukraine. This only happened less than a week after Poland had to intercept Russian drones over their airspace. So Russia has been testing Ukraine, Poland, Estonia, and by proxy, the United States to see if we'd respond. Well, guess what? Kamala Harris predicted that we wouldn't.
Putin would be sitting in Kyiv with his eyes on the rest of Europe, starting with Poland. And why don't you tell the 800,000 Polish Americans right here in Pennsylvania how quickly you would give up for the sake of favor and what you think is a friendship with what is known to be a dictator who would eat you for lunch.
I mean, that was really, really spot on. Not only is Donald Trump being eaten for lunch, but Trump thinks Putin is his friend and is therefore letting him get away with so much. Now, I've been having a debate with you all in my audience for a while now, in the comment section and in my emails, where we try to figure out why is Donald Trump so blind or so loyal to Vladimir Putin? A lot of people in my emails think that Russia has P-tapes on Donald Trump, or Russia is sending Trump payments, or there's this long-term plan for Trump Towers in Russia. But I actually don't even think it's that complicated. I think it's a lot more simple than that. And here's the theory that I propose. It comes from Vlad Vexler, and it's just a theory of Trump's narcissism. Like, the narcissistic part can explain it all. If you go back to January 6th, narcissism can explain a lot of that. Trump's inability to accept a loss. When it comes to Vladimir Putin, Trump genuinely thinks that Vladimir Putin is his friend. He looks up to Putin and views Putin as a source of narcissistic supply, as Vlad Vexler says. This narcissistic supply essentially gives Trump validation. It gives him a little head rush. It gives him the buzz that he needs to continue going. He gets that from leaders that he views as strong. He thinks that Putin is strong. He thinks that Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un are strong. On the flip side, he looks down on leaders that he thinks are weak. When Zelensky came to the Oval Office way earlier in the year and got yelled at, that's because Trump viewed Zelensky as weak. He viewed Zelensky as somebody who is in a position not of strength, but of weakness. Therefore, you can demean him. So once you begin to look at this worldview of Trump, he sees everything through his narcissistic lens. You then realize he thought that Putin would make a deal just for him. Trump wants this war to end because it looks bad when it doesn't end for him. It looks like he's an idiot who can't end the war. But he thought it would end because Putin would just do him a favor or cut him a deal. Even if that were true, the problem there would be that Putin is not a good faith actor and he would just go back on his word. The only way to end this are through long-term security guarantees. And I want to show you the moment that Republicans even admit that Donald Trump is being played by Putin. They literally say it.
Russia's playing, playing is like a piano right now. He's gotten everything he wants. He's gotten access to the president with a red carpet reception.
I think it is time to move on Russia's sanctions. President Trump wants to make sure that he is giving every opportunity for peace to get this war resolved, but Putin is playing him right now, and I think the president understands that.
He's been weak on Russia. I think he's been great on Iran, but he has been terrible on Russia. He is unable to call Putin out as the invader and have a more moral clarity about who's at fault in this war.
That was Don Bacon at the end there. He's the one that sent out this tweet that said, Russia violates Poland's airspaces with 19 drones, now Estonia's with fighter jets. Putin perceives Trump's response thus far as weak and vacillating. This is now time for our president to stand strong with NATO. And I could sit here and I could criticize all of these Republicans for, you know, taking way too long to speak up, for giving weak responses when they do speak up. Those are valid criticisms, and I will make them. Those are all true. But at the same time, I just want any Republican to use the leverage that they have available to call out what is happening, because the United States is a powerful country. Trump stumbled on to one thing that was true, and it's that we do have leverage economically and militarily, but he's using it with tariffs on our allied countries and allied alliances. He's tariffing all of the EU to try to get silly concessions after tariffing Canada and Mexico. He's using our leverage like an idiot who only wants to benefit himself. He's not using any of our leverage when it comes to Russia, and that's what Joni Ernst and Don Bacon are saying. It's time to use any leverage that we have. Someone on Twitter said, two Saturday morning stories are hitting the wire. Number one, Putin assesses that he can step up attacks on Ukraine to achieve a military victory. And Trump doesn't seem like he wants to intervene at all. He doesn't seem keen at all. Number two, the U.S. cut off more security assistance to the Baltic states and all NATO countries bordering Russia. Trump is straight up complicit. And he right here tries to imply that he doesn't really care. He doesn't really get affected if Ukraine does fall. But trust me, we are affected. Listen.
If you're going to win, you're going to have to not buy oil from Russia. But we're going to see how it turns out. I hope it turns out well. You know, it doesn't affect us. Because, like, we have a big ocean in between, but you're losing millions of people, and they're mostly soldiers, Russian soldiers, Ukrainian soldiers.
Lord have mercy. If Russia ends up taking Ukraine or invading countries bordering Ukraine, not only does it affect us in the most literal way, like we'll have to send young men, people like me, over there to fight Russia because they are escalating into other countries. This is not just, like, some guess that I'm making. They are literally escalating in bordering NATO countries like Estonia and like Poland. They are trying to test the limits. So it does affect us in multiple ways. Number one, Ukraine is an ally. Number two, that ally is the breadbasket of the world and provides a lot of grain for the entire world. Number three, we don't want to set the precedent that Russia or China or other countries can just invade their next door neighbor. Number four, if NATO is dead, if the collective defense is dead, Russia continues to invade through Europe, and then eventually World War III is started. If it's not, that means we've conceded basically all of Eastern Europe to Russia. Every single thing that I'm running you down is a terrible, terrible possibility. But that's where Trump is leading us. Let me end you off with this. Jake Bro made a video where he points out how when Vladimir Putin took power in Russia, One of the first things that he did was remove comedians who were mocking him. Who does that remind you of?
This is how it started in Russia. The countries where comedians can't mock the leader on late night TV are not really the ones you want to live in. In the early Putin years, banning comedy shows was also a thing. Kukli on NTV was one of the most famous comedy shows to get canceled in 2002. Putin apologists at the time called it a business decision. This is a famous comedy show in Russia that Putin had taken off the air called Kukli, which just means puppets. I've heard of this show before, but if you're not familiar with it, here is an ABC Australia broadcast summarizing it a little bit.
Every week, NTV presents a satirical program called Kukli, meaning puppets. It's been merciless to Putin since he came to power, portraying him as Napoleon, as Mr. Hyde, even as a science fiction monster.
These were comedians using puppets to mock the president of Russia, and Putin hated being made fun of, so he had this TV show taken off the air.
Who does that remind you of? I will promise every single day we will continue to push, we will continue to fight, we will not let up. If you appreciate the work we do, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one, and peace out.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.